USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The San Francisco District Attorney says David DePop will be arraigned Tuesday morning on multiple charges in the home invasion and attempted murder of Paul Pelosi. The husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who was not at home when the defendant allegedly smashed a rear window Friday morning to gain entry to the Pelosi residence, and then confronted Paul Pelosi, striking him with a hammer when police officers arrived on the scene. Paul Pelosi had more than one surgery this weekend to repair a fractured skull. An affidavit reveals that DePop intended to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage, telling investigators he wanted to talk to her, and if she lied, he was going to break her kneecaps. So she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, which would show other members of Congress there were consequences to actions. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins at a press conference Monday afternoon.
The charges that we are filing today include attempted murder, residential burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, false imprisonment of an elder, as well as threats to a public official and their family.
Big changes are coming to Capitol Hill.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan could become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee if Republicans win the majority in the next session of Congress beginning next year. He tells Fox News that investigating allegations of the Justice Department being politicized is a top priority for him.
We've had now over 14 FBI agents come to us asking for whistleblower status, talking about how political that place is. That has to change, because if you have a political Justice Department, if you don't have equal treatment under the law, every single liberty we enjoy as Americans is in jeopardy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
So, you wanted to be an over-the-road driver, eh? Well, the price of diesel fuel is spiking and expected to continue. This is due to diesel's molecular similarity to home heating oil and the advent of colder weather. Diesel's rising cost affecting even Americans who don't use it because the majority of 18-wheelers run the fuel, and the cost of carrying consumer goods will rise along with truckers' costs. Steve Kelly has been a long-haul driver for years, and he says his fuel costs have gone through the roof.
You go coast to coast, like when I run the coast, I fuel six times, three on the way out and three on the way back. That's like $6,000 just in fuel.
Kelly went on to say what they pay out in a day.
We used to have $1,000 to get fuel every 24-hour period. They had to move that up to $1,500.
Major League World Series Game 3 has been postponed until Tuesday night because of rain in Philadelphia. ESPN's Tim Kirchner says the forecast is better for the rest of the week.
It's going to be a miserable night. The next three nights here are going to be beautiful, and Major League Baseball wants to play under the best conditions possible.
Because of the rain, now Kirchin says the whole schedule will be moved back a day.
There will be a travel day on Friday, because Major League Baseball does not want a team arriving in Houston at 5 o'clock in the morning and playing a World Series game that night. So that would postpone the game 6 until Saturday, 7 on Sunday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.